We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah, top of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yom Tiv HaSomach L'Shabbos. The halacha is that just like Shabbos in Alagoyari Yitchum, and Yom Tiv also in Alagoyari Yitchum. So all the dinim of Tchum Shabbos is by Yom Tiv also, and if you want to go out of Yitchum, you need an Erev. And we know the halacha is that when you put an Erev somewhere, you can walk 2,000 amas each direction from the Erev, and you lose your shvisa of your original place of your city. And we know an Erev is Chal Bein Hashmashes. And there's another halacha is that you can do an Erev either by walking there and you'll be there Bein Hashmashes and say, I want my shvisa to be here, or putting food there, and that also makes Erev Tchumim. So what happens if you have a Yom Tov HaSamach L'Shabbos, Bein Lefnei Bein Acharei? If you have a Yom Tov followed by Shabbos, Yom Tov on Friday, or you have Yom Tov on Sunday, so Shabbos then Sunday. So technically, the shaila is, does each day needs its own eruv if you want to go somewhere? So the Mishnah says that ma'arav adam shnei eruvim. You could take two eruvim of amar, and you can put it on two different directions. You could put one eruv to the north and one eruv to the south. Amar eruvim berisha on the first day of, let's say it's yontif, I want my eruv to the mizrach. I want to be able to go that way direction. Uvesheni on the second day lemayrev, or the opposite berisha in the first day I want to go lemayrev. The first day I want to go to the west, the second day I want to the east. Or Eruvei Berishon, the first day I want an Erev to walk somewhere, or V'sheini K'bei Iri, the second day I want to be like my city I am now. Or Eruvei V'sheini, I want my Erev to be on the second day, be an Erev, Berishon K'bei Iri, the first day I want to be like my city. So Rav Eliezer holds that Yom Tov and Shabbos, we call it two different Kedushos, the two different days, and one day has nothing to do with the other day, and therefore each day can have its own Erev. Even though, let's say on Friday, which was Yom Tov, your Makom Shvisa was 2,000 amas away to one side, to the east. The next day, your Shvisa could be 2,000 amas to the west, because on every Bein HaShmashos is Chal a new Shvisa. And even though the Shabbos is followed by Yom Tov followed by Shabbos, it's those two different Kedushas. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. The Chacham say, no, Oim Arav Lurok Achas and Arav Kalika. Either you make both days to one side the Erev, or don't make Erev at all. Either you make Erev for both days the same thing, or you don't make Erev at all. Both days have to be the same. And the more elaborate on that, but Pashup Shana Chom is that they hold that it's one Kedusha. And therefore, the Erev you put by the first Bein HaShmashos goes for 2 days. Ketzad Yase, what should you do? What's the Eitzah? What do you do when you put an Erev out for 2 days? Because the Gemara is going to explain. They can't make this Erev on, let's say Friday was Yom Tov, you can't make this Erev Friday afternoon for Shabbos. You have to make everything before Shabbos. So Ketzad, for Yom Tov, Ketzad Yaseh, Melichoy Barishoin, Erev the first day, you walk the Erev, Umachshech Olav, and you wait till it gets dark, and now your Erev is Chalde. V'noitlo, you take it back home, because you don't want to get lost for the next day. Ubaloy B'sheini, and you come the second day, and you put the Erev there again, because you want to make sure it's there. And go to the Rabbanon, you do the same side, that's the same side. And we'll see, Taka, why do you make a new Erev? The first Erev from the first day should really work for 2 days. The Gemara will ask that Kasha. But Bala Visheni, you come the second day, Mach Shavalov, you wait till it gets dark on that, but then you eat it. Because by the second day already, as long as Bein HaShmashos, you had the Erev, you don't have to have it anymore. It turns out that you gained by having an Erev, now you can walk extra Amos. You also ate the Erev, you also gained that you ate the Erev. Nechal Barishon. Let's say the Erev was eaten up Barishon. Eruvay L'Rishon V'ein Eruvay L'Sheni. It doesn't work the second day you have no Erev. Let's say you put an Erev out Thursday evening, Yontif, and you came back on Friday morning, see the Erev is gone. You have no way to make an Erev for Shabbos anymore because it's not here anymore and you're not allowed to walk an Erev on Yom Tov. So that's odd kind of words of Rabbanon. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, I thought you hold that it's one Kedusha and that's why you said you can't make an Erev on 2 days for two different places. So if it's one Kedusha, so why doesn't the Erev on Thursday evening work for the whole 2 days, even gets eaten up? I see your moed, there's two kedushas. So you tell me if it gets eaten up Friday morning, you lose your makam shvisa. What do you mean? Once Bein HaShmashos works for 2 days, two kedushas should work. That's why there's a taina back to Rabbanon. And the Gemara will deal with that taina how Rabbanan answered that time. So Akaponim, just to recap what we learned in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yezer says that you could make two different shvises for the 2 days of Yontav and Shabbos, two different directions, one could be an Erev, one could be a house, or different sides. Chacham say, no, the Erev you make Thursday evening, got to go for the 2 days, the same place, same Erev. But still, for some reason, Chacham say, you have to have the Erev around the second evening. And the only way to make sure that happens is by bringing it home Thursday night, and then bringing it back Friday. And he says, if it gets eaten up, you're stuck. You can't make, you know, way to make Erev for the second day. And we'll see in the Gemara that you can't walk too far either then. You only can walk in between the two places because you don't have the Shvi'is of your city or the Shvi'is of Erev, it's a Safek. We'll see in the Gemara about that. So the Gemara first handle, let's see the Gemara. The words of the Rabbanan are, Chum Wairim says, Oy ma'arev l'ruach achai se'im afgeh. You can either make a Erev for the same direction for both days, or you don't make an Erev at all. Then he says, Oy ma'arev shtei yom, ma'im ma'arev k'liker. So the Gemara as a kasha, it's repetitive. L'ruach achas, mind you, what does it mean? You only can make a Erev for l'ruach achas. What does it mean? L'shnei yom means both days have to be the same direction. Then it says, you got to make an Erev for shnei yom. Shnei yom, mind you, l'ruach achas. It means for one direction. So, Haina Kamaisa, that's the same thing. He said the same thing twice. The Chum said the same thing twice. He said, Oymarav l'ruach achas, and Eimarav k'leikah. Oymarav shnei yom, and Eimarav k'leikah. The same thing. You have to make the Erev, the same Erev for 2 days. Because they hold that it's Chada Kedusha. So what do they mean in double lashon? Zakti Gemara, Hach Kamer Le Rabban Rabbi Yehuda. This Rabban is saying to Rabbi Yehuda, "Yet the Ma'ida, don't you agree to me? She'im Avram L'Yom Echa Chatzel Shav Chatzel Dar. Don't you agree to me that for the same day I can't make an Erev half the day for the north and half the day for the south? That you agree to me? You can't do right. Omer Lahen. So Rabbi Yehuda answers, "Aval, yeah, it's true. Aval means yes. Like the pasuk says, Aval Sora Ishtecha in the Torah." Means, yeah, I agree, you can't do that. So he says, the Rabban says to Rabbi Yezah, Keshem she'ein ma'arvam yem echad, chatzel dar v'chatzel tzofam, just like you agreed to me, you can't make an Erev in one day, half the day to the south, half to the north, kach ein ma'arvam shnei yomim, yem echad v'zevcha yem echad v'arv. The same thing, by Yom Tov and then Shabbos, you can't make an Erev one day for the east and one day for the west. You can't do that. That's a lashon in the Mishnah. It says oim arav l'ruach achas, oim arav k'leikah, oim arav shtei yom, oim arav k'leikah. It means to say that he's saying just like a ruach achas, you agree to me. It's either one or nothing. So same thing, 2 days also has to be either one direction or nothing. And Rabbi Lezer says, what are you talking about? That's not a good dimyon. Hasam kedusha achas. There, 1 day is one kedusha. You can't split it up. Hacha beis kedusha. Here, 1 day is Yom Tov, 1 day is Shabbos. 1 day is Yom Tov, 1 day is Shabbos. One is one guy with the other one, and of course you can make erev in two directions. So that was a discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Now we have Rabbi Yehuda with a tanya to the Chacham. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Iyata Moedim, don't you agree to me? She'im, it's in first, the Mishnah Chacham agreed to this actually. She'im, Erev Baragim Erem Rishon, Ma'arev Baragim Sheni. If you went and did Erev with your feet on the first day, Thursday evening, you have to go back Friday night to make an Erev Baraglov. Or Nechal Baruvim Rishoin, and Yitzel Yom Sheni. Or Nechal Ruvim Rishoin, you're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to use that Erev for Yom Sheni if it gets Nechal. And you can't even make an Erev there. We'll see why not soon, but you can't make an Erev either there. So that's what you hold, right? It tells Rabbanan, you hold that if you made an Erev Beina Shmashas Thursday evening, you still have to make a new Erev for Friday night. And if it's eaten up, it's no good. You hold like that, Rabbanan? Amrulay Aval. So Rabbanan said, yeah, we agree to that. So Zokar Rav Lez, I got you there. Holai, base Kedusha saints. Must be two Kedushas. If it's one Kedusha, just like in one day, even if the Erev gets eaten up after Ben HaShemashas, it's a good Erev. So if it's all considered one Kedusha, who cares if it gets eaten up? You have an Erev for 2 days. So you hold two Kedushas. So make up your mind. You hold one Kedusha, two Kedusha. Zokar Rav Rabbanan, you're right. Sefukim is Safkle. They were not sure. But Hakel Chumra, Hakel Chumra. They are Mesopic if it's one Kedusha or two Kedushas, and they go the Chumra here and the Chumra there. It means regarding making two different Erevim, two different sides, they go the Chumra, so you can't do that. And regarding if the Erev gets eaten up, they go the Chumra, that you have to make a new Erev. So they go the Chumra both ways, they're not sure. Now we have Taina, the Chum and Taina to Rabbi Yehuda. Omru loy le Rabbi Yehuda. Yat the Moide, She'im Arvam Tchilav Yonto Shabbos. So it says to Rabbi Yehuda, let's say I didn't make an Erev at all Thursday evening. I want to make an Erev for Shabbos. Am I allowed to bring an Erev on Friday afternoon and make an Erev for Shabbos? So are you allowed to do that? Amma lahem, aval. No, you can't. I agree, you can't do it. You can't make an Erev then. So he says, "Oh, lie, kedusha achas." It must be what's the pshat? You don't do that because kedusha achas because you can't make erev in the middle of a Shabbos. In the middle of a kedusha, you can't make erev. That's why you can't make erev. So Rabbi Elazar, no, that's not the reason. Rabbi Elazar, hosom shemachano. The reason why you now do it is because you now let him make an erev mitchila on Yom Tov for Shabbos because that's called hachano. When you walk there with your erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos, that is called hachano, and you now let be mechin. You now let prepare something for Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's issa hachano, and Tosfos speaks out, which is really Gemara on base, learns from a pasuk, that issa hachana is the araisa. The bottom Tosfos speaks out, issa hachana the araisa. And Tosfos really asks that how do we always bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos? When we have Yom Tov to Shabbos, how do you like cook? Terrence make an erev tafshilin. How does erev tafshilin help? If it's the araisa to issa, what does it help put a piece of chalav make an erev tafshilin? Doesn't sound like a araisa thing, erev tafshilin. So Tosfos answers the reason is because you have a different concept called hoyl. That the reason why you're allowed to bake on and cook on Friday is because a guest might come, he might eat it for that day. So that makes it into a Darabbanon. And once it makes it Darabbanon, Erev Tavshilin works. That's what Tosfos explains. And therefore, we know, and Mishnah Berurah speaks out, and Halacha speaks out, that he's supposed to make sure to cook everything a nice amount of time before Shabbos. Because then if you just cook right before Shabbos, you don't have the concept of Hoyle anymore, because it's not going to be ready until right before Shabbos. It's not going to be good. It's supposed to cook like at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock, you should make everything's basically cooked then at 2, 3, 4 o'clock, and therefore there is an idea of hoyl. That's when the erev tafshilin works. So that's what comes down in the Gemara, and Rav Elazar is saying the only reason you can't do it is because of chana, not because of kedusha. So we have a machlokes here. Rav Elazar holds there's two kedushas, and the Chacham holds the safek if it's two kedushas or one kedusha.